USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A rally in Washington, D.C. is going on for equality and justice. Martin Luther King III says his father's dream has not been fulfilled.
Today, we commemorate the March on Washington to jobs and freedom in 1963, where my father declared his dream. But we must never forget the American nightmare of racist violence.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul believes he would have been killed by a mob waiting outside the White House if it weren't for police. The senator saying the mob attempted to push through the police in order to get to him and his wife. Paul also says they were chanting "Say Her Name" in reference to Breonna Taylor.
But I'm actually the author of the Breonna Taylor law to end no-knock raids. So the irony is lost on these idiots that they're trying to kill the person who's actually trying to get rid of no-knock raids.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing, having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The Illinois teen charged with killing two Kenosha riders had his extradition hearing scheduled for Friday pushed back to September 25th. The 17-year-old faces five felony charges, including first-degree murder. The teen, among several people there to protect people's businesses that nights before had been rioted and looted. Tropical Depression Laura is continuing to cause havoc as it moves through the South. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Tennessee now getting torrential rains from what was a very strong Hurricane Laura, now a tropical depression. The storm has maximum sustained winds of about 30 miles an hour, but it's still a huge rainmaker. And it left behind a trail of destruction in Louisiana, where at least six people were killed by the storm, hundreds of homes and businesses destroyed, trees toppled, and power lines are down, with many people still without power.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
COVID-19 has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classroom. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Children often suffer from depression, stress, and anxiety over returning to school, especially now with COVID-19. If not verbally, some may express themselves with a decrease in appetite, headaches, or stomach aches. Pediatricians like Dr. Elizabeth Thomas of Diamond Physicians of Dallas has already treated a number of young students going back to school suffering from anxiety over the pandemic.
We tend to forget that children pick up so easily on those feelings that they see around them, maybe images they're seeing online, and they have questions themselves, and we should be able to speak to them about their fears at their own developmental levels.
With the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Support for anti-police protests and the Black Lives Matter movement have dropped among Wisconsin residents between mid-June and early August. That's according to a new poll. The Marquette Law School poll found mass protests that began in the wake of George Floyd's killings commanded a net 25 percentage point approval for the third week of June. But by the first week of August, respondents to the same poll were evenly divided, with equal numbers supporting and opposing the protests. A 25% drop in net approval. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.